I'm going to get you to help me a little bit, but that's all right. It's going to be quite a bit of work on the slideshow. We have a lot of organ to do on the slideshow. Yeah, it's theater organ, you know, just like the old days, the silent flicks. Donaldo likes it that way, so he's good. Okay, here is the rolling book. Why don't we all stand and warm up our modern voices? Some of you kind of hit it, and some of you kind of didn't. Okay, I need to take out your notes. So I'm going to give you the Latin term, or the Latin, pardon me, the musical terms. Oh, good catch. Can I have the chalkboard, please, gentlemen? Thank you. Oh, there it is. We might as well just do this and get it out of the way. Oops, we're all chucky. Okay. Term number one. Say it after me, huh? Accelerando.
Freeway music is abbreviated ATC.
Or?
Action motion movement.
Accelerando simply means to accelerate. To accelerate. Alargando. Next. Question? That's an R.
This is an R.
That will be that means to broaden and slower. It means to broaden the tempo. I don't remember. If it is, it's A-L-L-A-R-G. It means to broaden and to grow slower. Next phrase is brio, or brio, as we say, brio. Most frequently it's stated con brio, C-O-N, con brio. Is that hard for you girls to see over there? I'm sorry, I'll try to write them on the board. C-O-N, B-R-I-O, con brio. Con is a, what do you call these? Part of speech. Is it preposition? With. Preposition, that's what I thought. With, con means with, Brio means with vigor, energetic, or with spirit. I've also heard it defined with fire, but I couldn't find that in any dictionary. So,
hello.
Okay. Next one is fermata. Or as we say around here in the Pacific Northwest, fermata. And it is signified in music by the famous bird's eye. And it is a hole. Means a hole, you know. Hole, H-O-L-D. Very sick looking bird. Bird with a coiter. Fermata, the specific length of a fermata is twice the value of the note. However, most publishers, arrangers, and composers use fermatas to mean indefinite holds also. But a fermata is best performed when you double the value of the note. Now, if there is a retard in place, if you retard prior to a fermata, we're going to learn about retards. Retards. Let me explain. I should have done this back down when we get down here, but I'll explain this. When you sing a retard, or play a retard, there is a specific graduated condition that's taking place. In other words, the slowing of a tempo is graduated. It just doesn't all of a sudden haul off and get slower. But to do a retard right, there is a specific mathematical equation of in time, of analog time, real time, where the tempo slows at a regular graduated rate. Okay? And if you have a retard going on for a major or two majors, the fermata, if it's double the length, is double the length with that graduated slowing down continuing through the length of the fermata, which can make the note seem substantially longer than its twice its value at odd tempo. You know what odd tempo means? That's the tempo. The tempo you started with, or the tempo that you are, you know, the tempo you're with, or at, or normal. In other words, a tempo is after a retard, or after some other change to the tempo. If you want to return to the original tempo, you just simply put a tempo. So, fermata in a passage that is a tempo would be basically double the length of the note. Okay? But a fermata where there is a retard, it is double the length of the note with the graduated retard continuing to the length of the note. Does that make sense? At least that makes sense. Okay. Next turn. Was there a question? Is there a hand up? Adjustment to the tempo, the whole thing, the blues, got a step. Next phrase.
More turn. It's cantabile. Cantabile, or as we would say around here, cantabile. Cantabile or cantabile.
Canta or cantor is Italian for sing. Cantus firmus is the sung, the singing phrase.
Canta, this term here means singing or to sing or sung. Okay. So cantabile or cantabile, as we say, is
in a singing style denoting smoothness. Smoothness and beauty is the phrase. When you say cantabile, it's something that's more singing-like, not something that's choppy or march-like, something like that.
Cantabile is more smoothness. Okay?
How would that be different? Legato is having to do with the attack and the release of the note. Cantabile has to do with even the phrasing, the shaping of the phrase. It's not just smooth and connected notes. The sense of smoothness from phrase to phrase, even. It's a broader term, where legato, as we will talk about, is strictly talking about the attack of the note and the release of the note. Yes?
Flowing, yeah, that's a broader usage, but flowing does fall into that category, yes.
Okay, next one.
Grandioso. Good. You can see all of our roots for a lot of our words.
Grandioso simply means grand or noble. Very noble. It says noble.
And it's very similar to the next one, which is maestoso. Maestoso, M-A-E-S-T-O-S-O,
maestoso.
Maestoso literally is majestic. Majestic. So they're not synonymous, but they're close. Grandioso is noble, which could be, duke. Anybody in nobility, but maestoso is strictly kingly. Okay? So the bride of Christ, she's grandioso, but Jesus is maestoso. Okay, that makes sense. It's a bigger, broader, more substantial term. Maestoso? We've had very maestoso sounding. I've used it. Oh, how excellent. In fact, maestoso is right at the beginning of Oh, How Excellent, I believe, in Italiano. Incidentally, Daryl Russell speaks excellent Italian. Yeah. So does Tina Copeng, obviously. He was stationed there. He was yak, just like me. Wow. Grandioso, if you're trying to get it like a choral group or something, or
if you're working with an orchestra, which you may be, who knows. But you're, we're in this class, we're talking more about a choral group. If you're ever trying to get them to, rise up to this, real stately sound, the term maestoso or grandioso sometimes will inspire them to a more stately sound. And you can say, sing it stately. Sing it grandioso. And anytime you come across with something off of an Italian restaurant menu, it gives you some power and authority. Right?
Put the meatballs in the table.
That's the right.
Now, it is too bad that the reason why most of the musical terminology is Italian is because it comes to us from the Italian Renaissance masters, all humanists. But, we don't worry about that.
The next term is poco a poco.
Three words. This is a discussion of a large, a
aluminum tubular affair with a spring in it, and you stand on it and bounce.
A foco stick?
No.
Literally, foco a foco means little by little. Little by little. And this will precede some other phrase.
Like, for instance, it might precede retardendo, which means to slow down.
Poco a poco retardendo means little by little slow down,
instead of just slow down.
Or poco a poco decrescendo, which means little by little grow softer.
Or poco a poco diminuendo type thing. It means little by little, which is this gradual, more slower,
subtle way of doing it. Okay? It appears frequently in music. The next one is, who remembers? Ritardino Rotondando, what is it?
Rotondando. Means making the tempo gradually slower. And there is a sense of broadening also, though not near as much as allargando or allargando. It's a gradual slow. It's not like a retard which really slows down, but it's a gradual changing the tempo to a different tempo. You might have, like the term coming into, like for instance, this is what happens when we're singing We Are Glad, Psalms, whatever it is. Coming into the end of it, that is rallentando maestoso. That's what's happening there. Rallentando maestoso. Gradually slowing down to a new tempo. Okay, we're slowing down to a slower tempo, and then we're doing this in a majestic style. Rallentando maestoso. Yes. Allargando. Well, yeah. Rallentando maestoso is an explanation of allargando. Though it's bigger. Majestic is bigger than just broadening. Okay. See. But allargando slows, is a slower tempo, and it's broader. So, and when you consider maestoso or grandioso, both of those are, there's a sense of broadened playing, so there's a sense of bigness and expanse to the sound. Okay. But they're bigger. Broaden is a chain, is a, has to do with the length of the notes. Length of the notes. It has to do with broadening out the notes and the tempo. Broadening out the tempo. See. Let me play an example. We're playing along something. Tempo broadens, the length of the notes broaden, the sensation of the piece gets bigger. Okay? That makes sense? Kingly. Or something. It's a bigger. I mean, it's a spectacular Soroso.
Write that one down.
Next one is
retardando.
Yeah. Retardando.
Retardando.
Read it. Retardando. Which means to slow down or delaying the time gradually, which makes no sense. That's the direct dictionary definition. I say slow down. It means to slow down, to slow the tempo down. That's all I mean. And if you're done slowing down, and you go back and go to a tempo. It means to slow down. It is sometimes
rich and sometimes retard. Same root that we get the term retard from.
To retard something is to hold it back or slow it down. And so we say, sing the retard section. That's where it comes from. Retardando. Means to slow down. Okay? Next one. You have a question?
Last until you go to tempo. Or you go back and do the piece where you come to a dead stop. Okay? Yeah.
What's the difference between that
one
and
Coco?
I mean,
it's Coco simply means little by little. But little by little what? Coco simply means little by little.
And it's attached to some other phrase. And I said poco a poco retardando. Retardando means little by little slow down. Where retard, you can have a half a major retard. And it's a substantial change. Poco a poco accelerando. Poco a poco Coca-Cola. Question. Just means to slow down. Means to slow down. Rallentando means to slow down. They mean basically the same thing. Okay, the difference is retardando means to slow down and to keep slowing down until further notice. Rallentando, you slow down to a new tempo. Okay? You slow down and come to a new tempo. See, like with We Are Glad, there's a slowing down portion, and then there's a whole new tempo at the end, a new slower tempo. That's a rallentando. Retard, on the other hand, is slowing down, and if you keep going, you will eventually come to a dead standstill. That's usually the difference, but they mean almost the same thing. It's how they're used that makes them different. Not necessarily. You can put too slow down, parenthesis, to a new tempo, and retardando, too slow down, period. You can do that. Yes, Daryl? It means a slower tempo. Broader playing style or broader singing style. It does not mean the actual activity of slowing down. But to get to Arlengando, usually you have to slow down to get there. But it does not define the process of getting to that new tempo. You can. You can, but usually it's called something else. The term make large. Yeah, so there's a sense of change in Arlengando, but you can start there, just like Allegro. Anything else? Yes? Yeah, or it can start slow and broad style. It means
to gradually slow the tempo to a new tempo. Now, you may not slow to allargando. You may slow to grave. What's grave? Very slow. Grave. G-R-A-V-E, grave. I mean, when you're in a grave, you're very slow. And that's you know Nan's in the grave. So it's just very, I mean, or you can rallentando to, think of another slow one, lento. Lento is a slow tempo. See, what I'm saying is there are tempo indicators. There's allegretto, which is a little slower than allegro. There's presto, which is extremely fast. There's grave, which is extremely slow. There's lento, which is a little faster. There's, what's the medium one? Moderato. That's what it's called, moderate. Uh-huh. See, allegando is beyond the tempo indication, also describes the style of playing, but it does not describe the process of slowing down. Okay? Rallentando describes a process of slowing down. Ritard describes a process of slowing down. That's why they're so similar. But they're used a little... Yeah. No. Not necessarily. Okay. The usage is this. Usually a rallentando, the difference in usage is usually a rallentando slows from a particular tempo down to another tempo. Okay, and then that tempo goes established for a while. Where ritard usually slows down either to the stop or slows down and then goes back to the new tempo or just slows for a moment. So it doesn't slow to a new tempo, which is maintained. That's usually the difference in usage. Note the term usually, because the truth of the matter is musical practice is dependent upon the publisher or the arranger. Who uses nothing is there is certain things that are standard, but they are not law. And because we are X number of centuries away from the Italian masters, the use of the terms have become loose. And this is what I'm giving you is generally the case. And all of you who may have taken music classes in high school or junior high school may have learned some of these terms and may know them a little bit differently than you're learning them today. And the way you learn them is going to be differently than the other person that you may know sitting next to you that learned them. They're used somewhat loosely. But because they appear in published music, educators give some sort of definition to them so you can interpret music somewhat. So these are general usages, what I'm giving you. And in most cases, most publishers, most publications as far as books on the subject, etc., musical dictionaries, etc., I am giving you the most common usages, though they are by no means the only usage. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay, next one is what I use frequently. Rubato. What did you say? What did you say? Huh? That's a French term. Rubato means this. Now, I'll try to explain it and then you try to write a definition. Rubato, like the definitions in the music dictionaries, are 3 and 4 sentences long because it takes that many words to describe this one little old word. It's kind of like some Greek words. I mean, it takes a half a page to get the understanding of what that little old word means. You know, we don't have an equivalent. We do not have an equivalent in English for rubato. The meaning of this word is to adjust the length of the notes. Like, make one bigger and another one littler, you know, give a measure, for the sake of expression. In other words, with rubato, you stretch a note and you lighten another note without really adjusting the tempo. Though at some tempo stretching, you're not changing the tempo. Make sense? An excellent case in point would be the famous Italian art song, Turn Gospel song, Oh How I Love Him, or Down From His Glory. How many have heard that one? It's playing with the tempo a little bit, stretching it just a little bit for the sake of expression. Okay? We do that a lot, actually. Next term. No. Yes, sir. No, they were just terms. And now this group is going to be the terms, and then we're going to have the dynamic terms. Question? I didn't think so. Staccato means detached, separate, light. Detached, separate, light. Staccato is denoted in music by a little dot. There's another way. Sempre staccato. Sempre, that's two words. S-E-M-P-R-E, sempre staccato. Means to continue in that fashion. Okay. Now, the correct method for interpreting staccato is specifically this. A staccato note is exactly half its value, with half its value in rest. So if you have staccato, what a notes, two staccato quarter notes, they are actually an eighth note, an eighth rest, an eighth note, and an eighth rest. Okay? It's exactly half its value is a correct way to play a staccato. Also, it is light. It is very light. It is not a heart attack. It is a life attack.
Legato, on the other hand, is smooth and connected. And is sometimes denoted in music this way, the line over. Smooth and connected. There is no break in the note. There's very smooth and connected. The difference, playing on the piano,
maybe I'll do it on the organ, it's easy to hear.
In the piano that has to be ready. Give old Bertha a burp this morning. Somebody can prove it with the organ.
Term used in describing the method of playing a violin, plucking the strings. You've seen them. Click, 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 click. P-I-Z-Z-I-C-A-T-O. Pizzicato. That's like pizzeria. Two Z's has a T-Z sound to it. Pizzeria. And this one not going to be a new test. But it is plucking the strings. Well, it has been interpreted into keyboard music then, or singing, to be the very shortest possible attack on a given note. Makes no sense. I think this is. It really makes no sense to us. But many people think that staccato is played as short as possible, and that's not true. It's exactly half the length. But it is detached, light, and separate. Now, legato is smooth and connected. Marcato is actually my staccato explanation here was more marcato because it was the whole organ playing almost. It's marked strong. It's a strong attack. It's marked, it's accented. Okay? Marcato literally means marked. Okay? Now, I don't know. I have never seen anything describing it. That's simply an accent.
When it's on every note like that. Like some
marks. Well, it's on every note.
You play like some marks they have on every note.
Yeah, well, that's because they didn't write the term marcato in music because they didn't think it would do it then. Whereas if you have a tapping like this, you've got accent. You got accent over every one, or that's a strong accent, and there's a lighter accent goes like this. The other way, I forgot where it goes. That describes marcato. But you don't have one note of marcato. You might have one staccato note, or a series of staccato notes, and several legato notes. But marcato is a style. And so you might have like four bars in one marcato,
the next group we're going to look at then, oh, let's look at two other things before we do that.
Let's look at the DS and the DC. Now, these are not electrical terms. Having to do with a particular kind of terms and musical terms that are frequently confused and misunderstood. DC. And frequently it's DC of PM. DC or DC of PM. That stands for the term da capo, which literally means the head. That's where we get the term cap from. Baseball da capo. That's why so many Italians play baseball. The Maggio. Now that's not a Scandinavian name. Okay, da capo literally means the head or the beginning. And it means to return to the beginning or go to the beginning of the piece. If you come along and you've got all these bars and you've got all these bars and you've got all these bars, that always becomes the term DC. That means back to the beginning, not pass go, not collect $200. Usually add another bar. Okay? Now, da capo al fine adds more information. Al fine means da capo to the fine, which being interpreted is finish. Da capo, which means the head to the finish. Now, and the finish is always declared by the word fine. So, you see this in our music.
Let me see if I can find a da capo al fine. I know I've got some upstairs. I just gotta find. No, we don't have anything long enough for a da capo al fine. Do we have wonderful counselor in this class?
No.
Right. There's O stand still. Have we found this class yet? Yeah. Here it is. Maybe got be still and know in their notebook. We didn't have that one in this class. Okay, I only have it in Be Still and Know. But
what happens is this. You come down, you might have to bring up a piece and say, DC all fine, because the piece isn't over yet, you know there's no over yet. But you come down to the end and there you are seeing the music, there's no more music left, the piece isn't over yet, because you're hanging up on the wrong chord. This is DC all fine. I mean, go back to the end, the very beginning of the piece, and sing until you come to the word fine, and the music can be stopped. So,
that's something else. I'll describe that in a minute. Yes? We'll get to that later, too.
I'll talk about it now. Fine. 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 Go back to the beginning and proceed until you come to the word fine. That's what that means. Okay? You understand that? Da capo al fine means return to the beginning and continue to the fine, to where you find the word fine. And usually where there is a word fine, there is a double bar. Almost all. Has to be.
Now, when I told you the term da capo, I said it literally means the head. But what it means for us is to return to the beginning. So on the test, I do not want the literal meaning. I want the musical meaning. On all of these terms, I don't want the literal meanings. and with the musical meanings. So the literal meaning is, now poco a poco, the literal meaning is little by little, the musical meaning is little by little. Some of these other same thing. But accelerando means to accelerate. The musical meaning means to accelerate.
Okay. Some of the things like da capo means the head. To us, musically means return to the beginning. Okay. Now, similar to this is the term ES. Now what BS means is da segno. Da segno. S-E-G-N-O. Da segno. Da segno literally means the sign. The sign. S-I-G-N. That's what we get. That's why the term we have in the English language, sign, is spelled so weird. So it comes from that. Segno. Ever try to figure out how to read the word sign? And it means to return to the sign and proceed to the phoenix. Thus is lo sign, the question. Sign is like this. Big fat S with a slash through it going northeast to southwest. And a dot on the west and a dot on the east.
How do you know that? Return to the sign and proceed to the fine. It's dies al fine. And that's what you have in Be Still and Know. You have at the end of, on page 5, the end of the second ending. You have the first ending, then you have the second ending. You have dies al fine.
What's the juice of tomato or whatever at the top of it?
That is clam juice and tomato juice. Declamato is Italian for to declare, or declaring. So it's a declaration, is what it is. That says, Declamato di altos. Dies al fine means return to the sign al fine. Proceed until something tells you to stop. Okay, which would be like another ending or something like that.
But those are kind of odd. This is kind of odd. It's just a way of using less paper. But they do show up from time to time, and they're very meaningful when they show up. Okay, the next group, we're out of time.
I have a new song. Okay, do you understand DS Alpine? Anybody not? I want to make sure you're clear. Question?
I still have some.
Are you ready to do your test?
You want to wait?
Yeah, we're not going to have enough time. We'll have to wait till. So, remind me.
I didn't know if you were going to give up on me or if I could.
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
I'm all ready for you. Okay, then. Friday, what we will do is we will discuss the dynamic markings.
Coda? I haven't really discussed that before. I guess we can. Not necessarily.
The only difference is this. If the publisher or arranger or composer wants you to return to the very beginning, the very first note of the piece, he'll say DC. But if he wants you to return someplace other than the very beginning of the piece, he says DS, and then marks that other place with a sign. Many times you use DS where you have a pickup. Like if you have a pickup, be still, and no, B is the pickup. Well, you put the pickup in the end of the measure where you are, put DS, and put the S over the word, or the sign over the word still. See? Because it's other than the very first word. Yes. Not necessarily. You may see DC return to the beginning because it may be a direction to get there, and then further direction will be given later in the piece. See, it may not necessarily want you to proceed strictly to the fine. It may want you to proceed elsewhere. May want you to sing the whole piece over again to another ending, but usually that's marked by repeats. Yes. Yes, DS all coda. And we'll talk about DS all coda or DC all coda next time. Yeah, where there's a DS, there will be a sign somewhere. That's the way they say it in Italy. We say pizzicato.